Hi, this is Janet Gowan welcoming you to Love Letters Live. And today's guest is somebody you might know from television, but you'll definitely want to learn about. And her name is Kaylee Versfeldt. And I'm going to go right to you because we talked about, if you could just start talking about what growing up was like in your life. And you start, because you said you like to talk about yourself, so you do it.
Of course I do. Well, I'm my daddy's girlfriend with my dad. We do a lot of things together. I also do Special Olympics for swimming as well.
Okay. Well, let's just take a break here. How did you come to be doing that?
I started when I was 9 years old.
Yes.
And my dad motivated me to be in a team and be accepted for who we really are.
What did he say to you to make it sound appealing?
My mom told me that my dad used to be in the swim team.
Uh-huh.
So I want to be like my dad.
Oh, how nice. Okay. And you already knew how to, you were already a good swimmer at nine?
Yes. We have a boat and a house, actually.
Ah, so you're a water girl.
Yes, I've always, but my dad always says, you're a fish, Kaylee. You're a fish.
Yes.
But I call it a little mermaid instead.
That's right. Good for you. Good for you. Well, that, you know, that's a good thing because safety first and you live near water and that's critical.
Yes.
Okay. So what did it take to get on the swim team? How did you apply or try out?
My mom told me about Special Olympics with swimming. And I know I would have fun with other people with disabilities. And it makes it a lot of fun that we're there to have fun. We're there to spread acceptance and inclusion, who we really are, and be passionate about it.
Okay, those are four really important words: fun, acceptance, inclusion, and
passionate.
Yes, and being yes, and just being able to be who you are. And look at that beautiful smile. I know that you like being who you are. I can tell.
I actually, my parents never told me that I had Down syndrome,
uh-huh.
And being what I said is a gift for me to have Down syndrome because it's true. Because a lot of people that I have seen have struggled, have challenges in life, and have success in their own life. And that's what I see in myself with everyone. Being gifted, being welcomed in a new world with a good family that loves you. Because in either way, they will love you.
You're a lucky girl when you come right down to it. And that, yes, that being the gift. And also, if they never mentioned it to you, you never had the feeling that you stood out in any way from anybody.
Yes. And a lot of my friends were there too, and they were typical, and they were nice to me, and kind, like, they're like, they call me like the sister or something like that. Not a related way, but
yeah.
How close they are to me makes it really warm that they're by your side.
Yes, but you're so lovely. You're easy to love. You're easy to like. So, of course, they were nice to you.
Oh, yeah.
So how did school go? And
to be honest, I love education. It's my best favorite word, actually, with the other words that I love about myself.
Yeah.
But educated is one of my favorites.
What did you like best at school?
What
did you do best at school?
Well, I'm an actress, so I learned to act and see the improvs and commercials and all that.
Did you start that early in your life?
I have not, but I did start it in somewhere in my high school year.
Now, how did you get to know about that? How did you know you could be an actress, and how did you get to an agent?
I actually never heard of an agent before my mom told me about it.
Uh-huh.
So it was really interesting that I have the best agent ever, and she helps me to get the acting roles and all that.
Who is your agent?
She goes by Gail Williamson.
I know. I figured I was going to guess that was. Yes, she's wonderful.
She's amazing.
Yes.
And she always surprises me when she gets me, you know, like that.
Do you get nervous when you go on auditions?
I don't get nervous.
Good.
I feel confident. I used to be shy.
Uh-huh.
But I'm trying not to be instead.
Good for you. What was the audition like for Born This Way? Tell us about Born This Way first.
TV
show, right?
Yes.
New one.
Uh-huh. Yes. Born This Way is about 7 young adults with Down syndrome,
mm-hmm.
and see their abilities and like that, and their successes and their life stories. And I enjoyed it so much.
And you're new on the show.
Yes.
So what could you give us, like, an example of one of the episodes?
I want to say favorites because I like all of them.
Yes.
Of course. I like all the cast members.
Sure.
I'm actually close to two of them, personally.
Before you were on the show?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of nice to know them and have fun with them on the show.
Yeah.
But meeting the other people on them made it really exciting. And I'm meeting a lot of people with me that have Down syndrome.
Like, sure.
Growing up, I never even met a person with Down syndrome.
Was that right?
Like, I know a little bit, but not too much, like, when it's Ray going to Orange County for their best buddies, you know, like that. So, when I'm with them, I feel like I'm speechless, I'm breathless, I can't say a word. Like, I even have a best friend on the show, too, so it's amazing.
Now, does each show have a separate plot?
Yes.
Well, give us an idea of one, if you can.
I have a friend who's a rapper, who I believe is a rapper, too, by the way. He goes by John Tucker, but I call him JT for short. And I like his plot and his area, for sure. Because he was telling his family what he wanted in life, and more than anything I see in him, he's like me.
Oh, nice.
Like, he's, like, the bestest friend I ever have.
Yeah.
Even with Down syndrome or without. He's always there by my side.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
How nice.
When I'm down or up, he's right there.
And you met him on the show?
With John Tucker, I actually met him at a program I just left, actually.
What was that?
It's called Performing Arts Studio West.
Oh, yes, I know John Paces.
Yes.
And
he's one of my, John Paces, he's, like you said, the best. He's like someone you get to talk with and have fun with. Like,
I love the way you use fun so often.
I find it fantastic.
Yes, you do, and he is fantastic. But I love the way you revert to having fun as such a joyous thing in your life, and that you do, and that you're capable of it. Because, you know, so many people have forgotten how to have fun. They get so
serious. I've been through the same thing. I'm still now. When it comes to anything I'm serious about, I stay focused what I want to do. Like, a friend of mine told me today that people with Down syndrome don't have a high pitch, and they want to work for that. And I don't like hearing that, so I'm trying to prove someone with talent.
Yeah. But I'm not, I mean, you can be a serious person, but who knows how to have fun sometimes.
Yes. You can have fun and be serious at the same time.
Right.
That's why I call it fantastic, because everybody is fantastic in some ways.
How did you end up being at John Paces' actor's workshop? May I ask a question that's kind of a personal question?
I love when you say that.
Thank you, because I'm not good at this. I'm not good at age. How old are you?
Well, I love that question. I'm 25, but this year I'll be 26.
Okay. I mean, I look at a person, I have no idea about age, so.
I'm okay with it. My mom's in the same thing.
Yes, that's nice. That's nice. And so you're through with school and all. I mean, it's not like you're,
I never get bored at all. I never fall asleep or anything. I actually really want to learn what I want to do in my life.
Okay, so what do you do never to get bored? You live with your mom, you live with your parents.
Yes.
And you read a lot, you watch TV, you watch what? What's your best way of learning?
With me, I like writing a lot.
Oh, good.
Because I'm a big writer when it comes to things that I put in my head.
Oh, I'm very glad to know that for later, because I'm going to ask you a question about that. Okay.
And with them, I actually, like, I love making friends. It's great to have friends when you are working with them. But I'm there to learn. I don't want to listen to anyone except for the teachers and other teachers, not like
that. So you're at the Actors Studio now as a student?
Yes.
Oh, I see, because that's ongoing, of course.
Yes, it's ongoing.
Yes. So you could be learning singing there, dancing there, acting, drawing, everything.
And
right?
Productions, too.
Yes.
So yes.
So you take part in all of that?
Yes.
You have a favorite thing? I guess the acting.
I actually have many than one.
Okay, what are they?
Well, mostly I love music the best, but I do love acting as well. Because acting is what I'm really good at.
Good.
Like, some people call me, I'm dramatic. I use that in acting instead.
Great, yes. I can see by the expression of your face, you've got beautiful eyes.
That's from my dad.
Oh, is that right? Okay, good. And, yes, you have a real direct way of getting to what you're thinking and speaking.
Yes.
That's important.
Yes.
In every aspect. Well, let me ask you. So do you think you're going to be acting forever? Do you have a boyfriend?
I have to do.
Oh, can we talk about that?
I actually met him through Buenos Aires.
Through what?
He's new on Buenos Aires with me.
And new one born this way. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Normally, I don't say this.
Is that too personal a question to ask?
No, it's okay. I love when people ask me that. It makes me happy.
Good.
He goes by Jared, and he's older than me.
Mm-hmm.
He's 27.
Mm-hmm. So. And you've been boyfriend and girlfriend for a while?
For a while.
That's nice.
We've been, actually, this is our, probably a year right now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So we've been seeing each other a lot.
That's nice. Tell me what you think you'll be doing, I don't know, later in life. You think you'll be acting forever? You think maybe you'll teach it sometime or what?
With me, I want to, like I said before, I want to spread acceptance and inclusion and be who you really are.
Oh, so there's a whole world of educating others in that.
Yeah. But yes. What I want is actually to be an acting coach on set.
Oh, that's what I was asking if you, because that's like teaching it, yes.
Yes. Because okay. I've been following all my acting teachers, not my whole life, but half of my life, because mm-hmm. there's new people, of course. And I normally shadow them and ask them if I could be their assistant and see how it is, what it's like to be an acting coach, dialogue kind of area.
Good. And then you get to share your experience with others and pass it down.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, let's talk about swimming for a minute, Special Olympics.
Yes.
Your turn. What do you do? How often? Where do you do it? Where are the competitions?
The competitions, it depends where it is, but I know we all enjoy it to get the medals to win. But if I remember this motto, let me be brave in the attempt. Sorry. Let me be brave in the attempt. Sorry, I forgot the whole thing.
Let me be brave in the attempt. Okay.
Sorry, I lost the whole thing.
And I'm guessing the rest of it would be something like, and equally as brave if you don't come in first.
Yes.
Something like that. Because when you look at a competition, you look at it for what it is rather than just winning a medal. Although medals are nice.
Everybody is a winner. That's what I would say.
Oh, okay. That's perfect. Yes.
Because everybody should have that shine. Somebody had that glow, wanted to say something. I like hearing that. I know some people can brag about it, and I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Do you have to travel for the competitions, or are they local?
Sometimes it's local.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it depends. So I really don't know that on that one.
Okay, so I mean, if something came up and you'd have to travel, you could do that too.
Yes.
Do you have a best thing you're at swimming? Like the Olympic swimmers have, you know, either crawl or butterfly or.
My favorite is the breaststroke, actually.
Yeah.
And I know it's funny to say that because it's together with that.
Yeah.
But that was my favorite one and my fastest one.
Uh-huh. Feels most natural to you?
Yes.
I can understand that.
But I do like the other strokes, too. But that's my fastest one, though.
Did your dad swim with you?
Not really often.
I don't mean in the competitions, but I mean, like, just for fun?
Like, just for fun, regularly.
Oh.
When we go to my sister's graduation or somewhere fun, yes.
Okay, so how many sisters do you have?
I have one, and I have two older brothers.
Oh, nice. They look after you?
They all do.
When you were little, or they always do?
They always have and do. They love me just like I love them.
Perfect.
Even though I don't choose favorites or anything with them.
Good. I don't either. I feel that way also.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, about favorites, yes. Let me ask you something, because you said you like to write.
Yes.
Do you ever write letters?
I actually do.
Okay.
Any kind of letters, actually.
Well, you know, because I'm so big on writing letters. When you have a good feeling about somebody, or you have a special memory that's good, or a compliment, that write it down and mail it.
Yes.
Because when somebody gets that in your writing, and they know that you've held the letter in your own hands before, what are the letters you mostly write or have written?
I haven't actually thought of that, actually, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I actually normally do different kind of writings.
Oh, like what?
Like, I'm a songwriter.
Oh.
I'm a poet. I'm deep with being poetry, by the way. And I use my public speaking events with my mom. And then I also do other things that I put my mind to.
Well, okay, so
those letters, I like that idea, though.
I do, too. Would you consider this? Because as long as you, I mean, if you write poetry and you write songs, that's so much love expressed in that way.
That's my favorite word is love.
Yes, I
can even
see
yesterday for Valentine's Day.
Oh yes. So. What did you do? Something special?
Yes.
Okay.
But I prefer not to share that.
Okay, that's perfectly wonderful that you don't want to.
It was a night to remember. So
okay, good. Okay, that's all we need to know. That's great. But so writing a letter, you've got a lot of people in your life you could write a love letter to.
Yeah.
When it comes to saying thank you for something or I love you.
I didn't leave my family.
You do? Okay, so.
Once in a while.
Wonderful.
Yes.
It's a nice thing to do all your life.
Yes.
Because, you know, what you write on paper today, on good paper with good ink, it's going to last 100 years.
Yes.
And someone will find it. Someone in your family down the line will find it. So
yes.
Who would you write love letters to?
Besides,
what?
You just made me laugh, I feel, actually. If I was going to, I was hoping my uncle Jay, my dad's brother.
Oh, my goodness, okay. Yeah. For something special?
Yes.
Okay, I hope you do it. Just even little short ones?
I have to do long ones.
Well, that's good, too. But, you know, sometimes people feel that they have to do a long one, but it can be either way.
Yeah.
And what would you say to him?
If you could
tell us what you would be thanking him for.
I'm thankful for everything. For having my dad as a brother to him and telling me really good memories of his dad. And
oh.
It makes me so unloved that not just my uncle, but with the whole family. It makes me, like, I want to learn more about my family heritage.
Yes. And, you know, writing letters and maybe, oh, that would be a nice thing to do. To write and tell them that you want this and then ask them to write back to you more about it. And then you'll have it forever.
Yes.
Okay, so what about, obviously, your boyfriend. And
he's amazing, by the way.
Okay, what does he do best?
He's an actor.
Right.
So his best is actually just being who he is.
What kind of parts does he like to play? Self?
I never asked him that question.
Oh, okay.
I should have.
So you have a... Well, you still can.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of people. You've got a boyfriend. You've got a mother.
A lovely mother. Like, even though I say I'm a daddy's girl, but I'm also becoming a mama's girl because I speak to her more often at all.
Well, wouldn't that be a lovely thing to say in a letter to her?
Yeah.
You know?
I have to tell her that every day, too.
Okay, so here's the point. Even the things we say every day out loud are important. I agree.
But when it comes to writing, it's very deep.
You know what? That's right. First, that's right.
I'm really wise, too.
Yes. And also, when you're not around, you're busy, you're someplace else, and your mother feels like she wants to know that, she can just take out that letter and remind herself. You know? Mm-hmm. And then there are your teachers. So you got a whole world of people to write to if you wanted to.
Even for David Zimmerman, too, of course.
Yes, I've written to him. I have written to him.
Ah.
Tell me why especially him.
But I want to thank him for meeting me as a friend to him and meeting, like, I just want to say thank you for being who you are to me and being open with any conversations that we've been talking with and giving good advice, and even though you don't want to hear it, you still got to hear it the best.
Okay, yeah. I hope you, when you go home in the next few days, you'll put exactly that down on paper and mm-hmm. send it to him.
In some ways, it's sort of like my inspiration. I have many inspirations.
Okay, so include that. I mean, all these things that you feel about people, for them to get it in a letter from you, and they'll keep it forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, thank you for doing this with me. It's been so nice talking to you.
Me too.
Yes. Thank you, honey. Is there anything else about life that you'd care to share?
I actually do. Okay. I'm also on the Special Olympics Board of Directors.
Oh, wow. Okay. What do you do for that?
We come together and have a great, like, anyone to have great ideas to spread the word out, like, don't test my ability. And I love that. Mm-hmm. And after using that, too. This is true. And I'm also, I'm the California Miss Amazing Queen as well.
Oh, my goodness. You got a whole bunch of stuff. Okay.
Yes.
The California Miss what?
Miss Amazing.
Oh, how lovely.
And I went to Chicago. It was actually my first time, and I got queened for that. And for Chicago, I was first runner-up for that.
Wow.
So
there's no stopping you?
Nope. Nothing going to stop me in my way.
Wonderful.
I always say to myself that don't keep your money when you need... Well, my mom always says, keep your honey before your money.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Okay, so whatever it is in life, you've got your eyes open for the opportunities to shine.
And
to do what you do best and to bring others along and inclusion and, yes.
And also happiness, too.
Yes. Oh, I bet I can see that you spread that wherever you step. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Anytime.
So if in the future something else comes up in your life that you'd like to share, will you come back and do another Love Letters Live with me?
I would love to.
Perfect. I would love you to. Thank you so much. Well, until next time, this is Janet Gowan and...
And Katie Weisfeld.
Saying see you later.